This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. The Silk Road 2.0 is no more. It has been taken offline, ostensibly by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. They put up one of their big splash graphics if you actually try to go to the website. Right. To the hidden site. You cannot access this site through your regular web browser. You have to have what's called the Tor browser in order to officially be able to access this. Good news is the Tor browser is free. You can go and download that anywhere you want if you actually want to go and see what this looks like. But it's just basically a big graphic saying, we've taken your website. Ha ha! We'll put a stop to you, drug dealers. Well, sorry, you're not going to put a stop to anything. People who want to make a profit, people who realize that drugs are very profitable are going to take the risk. They're going to take the risk because someone in the world is going to say to themselves, $8 million of revenue per month? Oh, that's not bad. Well, actually, what it turns out was $8 million was moving through the site.
Right.
So the site itself was not actually pulling down $8 million. The operators of the site, I think they were pulling in like 4 to 8% depending on the, you know, the transaction. So, let's call it 5% of $8 million every single month. Still not a bad take.
So that's still what, like 30 some odd thousand per month?
Yeah, at least that. At least that. I'm not good with that level of math, but I think it may be a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it's definitely more than that.
Yeah, I think that was what one.
Did
of
you
their,
say 30?
Yeah,
it's definitely more than 30. 000.
It's I think one of their agents was getting paid $30,000 a month. One of their assistants. In fact, I think it was the undercover agent who was getting paid $30,000 per month. So yeah, 5%.
Yeah, 320. Because 10% would be. $800,000.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
5% of $8 million is $400,000.
So $400,000.
Okay. I was off a decimal place in the math in my brain.
This is why we're talk show hosts, because, anyway, let's go on
but
with
hey,
your
that's
calls.
Hey, that's $4.8 million a year, and then whoever knows if you're, they're probably not making much on the interest.
Yeah, that's sweet. I mean, that's pretty good for running a website.
Yeah.
And so somebody else out there is going to want to do this. In fact, there are several someone else's who are already doing it. They're just not calling their sites the Silk Road. There are a lot of other sites out there, although news is also coming out. Allegedly, some of these other sites have now been taken down, whether the FBI has actually taken them down or they have just put up FBI notices on their own websites just to call it a day and make a run for it with whoever's money was sitting on the site. That's certainly a possibility, too. I don't know if I would necessarily, without having seen an official press release from the FBI about them taking down apparently sites called Cloud9 and Hydra, I don't know if I would necessarily believe it if those graphics appeared on those websites, those hidden sites, as they're called. Jeremy's in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Ian.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. So I hear these advertisements for Ross Ulbricht.
Yes.
And now he's an innocent man. He's wrongfully accused and all that. But if he's innocent, I don't want to donate a cent to him. Like, let him go to prison, man.
Wait, if he's what, you don't want to donate a cent?
He said if he's innocent, he doesn't want to donate.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
What if he's convicted so the person that actually did it can go free and, continue the Silk Road legacy?
What kind
you realize
of
that's
callous,
how the justice system works, right?
What kind of a callous thing is that to say?
Innocent people all the time. It's an American... Yeah, it's an American pastime convicting innocent people.
You do realize that if he were found innocent, right, that it doesn't mean that they've found the real person. Like, your logic there
it
is...
It seems really callous.
Not only is it callous and, like, totally morally depraved,
yeah.
But you're also just logically so far off base, that's not how the justice system works. Like, if he's found innocent, it's not like... well, he's innocent, therefore, you know, we have the real one all of a sudden. Like, magically, we suddenly got the real person. Or let's say he's found guilty. Well, we can just give up the search for the real guy when the new Silk Road pops up.
I don't think that's what Jeremy's saying. It sounds to me like Jeremy's just saying, screw Ross Ulbricht if he's innocent, because he'd rather see Ross Ulbricht go to jail than catch the real Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right, which doesn't make any logical sense. You see what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any logical sense. Like,
well, no, it makes sense from the perspective that Jeremy's, you know, basically saying, I'll sacrifice anyone to protect Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right, but you're not going to... That doesn't protect Dread Pirate Roberts. You see what I'm saying? Like,
well, no,
if he's
going
to go back... Because what you want to see is you want to see the site come back and have people operating the site, right? That's what you're saying you think will happen?
Jeremy?
Yes.
I just think whoever actually did it should probably go free.
But whether or not Ross Ulbricht is convicted has really nothing to do with whether or not that happens.
Well, I guess what you're saying is, Jeremy, you think that if they convict Ross Ulbricht, they wouldn't be looking for Dread Pirate Roberts anymore.
I know it's become a cliche on this show, but I'd like to ask for an apology for calling him morally depraved. That's insulting.
Well, I think that you are being pretty nasty towards Ross Ulbricht here, unnecessarily, basically acting as though Dread Pirate Roberts, you know, somehow he deserves a sacrifice. And I think that's pretty depraved, personally. I didn't use that term for you, but I'll sign on with it.
I did, and I'll be okay if you ask me to come and say it to your face.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. No, I think
there's... I should explain that that's a reference to a frequent caller by the name of Dave, who...
I don't know. Yeah, Dave from New York.
Yeah.
I think there was a miscommunication there, though. Johnson was like, you know, he was saying that he didn't believe they would keep going after Dread Pirate Roberts if they convicted Ross Ulbricht, so screw Ross Ulbricht. And I think what you were saying was that you thought that he was presuming Dread Pirate Roberts was going to continue on running the Silk Road.
They're going to continue looking for... Oh, well, I mean...
You know, there's no evidence that Dread Pirate Roberts is doing anything anymore.
Right.
You know, there's no whoever... If Ross Ulbricht is not the original Dread Pirate Roberts, there's no evidence that whoever it was is still doing the same business. Odds are good that person has taken the money and run, but who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? Maybe that's the person running the Agra Marketplace, which is still online tonight. So I don't know.
And who knows?
There's countless cases throughout history of people serving lengthy prison sentences only to later wind up being redeemed of, oh, yeah, you didn't really do this thing.
So you can share your thoughts here tonight, as callous as they may be. We're here for you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jared. You are on the air. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to call because I was listening to the podcast from November 3rd. I believe that was the one, and you guys had a SWAT team cop who called in, and he was trying to explain the whole samurai sword thing and all that.
The samurai sword thing, that was the guy who was carrying a sword and was shot to death by the police, that story?
Like, the toy sword.
Well, right, but the guy was trying to say, well, the difference between police in Europe and the U.S. is guns and all that stuff. And first off, just for the facts, in Utah you can carry knives and blades. It's just like New Hampshire. They have a knife preemption law also, so that's not a crime. As far as Europe, I mean, you know, that's kind of really painting with a huge broad brush. I mean, a lot of countries in Europe have a lot of guns, and in certain countries like the Czech Republic, it's not hard to carry a gun either, but yet their crime rate is still really, really low. I mean, and so if for the guy to say, well, police need to be more aggressive because America has a bunch of guns, well, there's plenty of places around the world where the police are a lot worse, and the average person doesn't have legal access to guns either. So to use that as a comparison, I think that's a good point. Off base. What I would say from what my own opinion about what's different about Europe is not that I'm advocating a socialist state, obviously, but they don't have this drug war that we have here, number one. Number two, in the U.S., when you get out of prison, you have nothing. I mean, you don't have anything. In Europe, you can get a bridge card or whatever they would call it. So there's less incentive for people to go back to their old way of life. And also, too, I do think there's a little bit more of a respect for life in Europe. And I don't know why that is or culturally why
Among the police, you mean? Among the police.
Yeah. I mean, Iceland, as you guys point out, only had, what, one shooting since they've been a country? Iceland has a lot of guns.
And then the police apologized for that murder.
Jared, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More on the crackdown on the Silk Road coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As people all across the internet are mourning today the loss of Silk Road 2.0, yet another website targeted by the federal government goons at the FBI, targeting a site which has actually brought safety to the black market, a site that has been responsible, one of several sites, but the most most well-known, I guess, the most infamous of all of them, Silk Road 2.0, now offline. Who knows when another Silk Road imitator will spring up, and who knows whether that next imitator will be compromised from the very beginning of the operation, as this operation was. Now, is that going to mean that the people who were on the Silk Road are going to be at a greater risk? Because it is now known that behind the scenes of Silk Road 2.0, at least one of the administrators there was an undercover agent working with the Department of Homeland Security. There's an answer that I have to that question, and I'll give it here in a moment, but the toll-free number I want to give out to you is 855-450-FREE. And if you are looking for gold and silver, and you want to help protect yourself against the ravages of inflation over time, gold and silver does that very well. And you can get some, as much as you like, over at gold.freetalklive.com from Midas Resources. They get some very special rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces at Midas Resources. Go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. They both take you to the same page. Or call them toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Of course, we're also big fans of alternative currency in general, and Bitcoin is one of those alternatives that I'm a big fan of. And that's actually one of the reasons, I think in my opinion, Silk Road is one of the reasons why Bitcoin really took off. Because Silk Road was sort of the killer app, in my opinion, for Bitcoin. It was something that you could do with Bitcoin that you couldn't do with anything else in the same way. Like, sure, there have been countless drug transactions that have been made with cash, no doubt about it. But most of
the CIA does it all the time.
Sure, but most of those transactions are done in person. You know, if you start sending drug money through the banking system, it's not going to take them very long to put a stop to that.
Or PayPal.
Right. And so that's why drugs tend to have been a cash business, and it would have made it difficult to do long-distance transactions with drugs. But Silk Road changed all of that, making it creating an anonymous marketplace where both the seller and the buyer don't know who one another is. Sure, the seller has to have an address to which to ship the product, but they don't know if the address to which they're shipping the product was actually the address of the person who bought the product.
Right.
There's no way to really prove that the receiving name on the product is the person who, in point of fact, ordered the product. If I wanted to, I could go on the Silk, you know, whatever other drug websites there are, and order you a bunch of drugs, Daryl, and then, you know, drugs would show up at your front door, and you would have no idea where they came from.
Joke's on you, I don't have a front door.
Ah, exactly. You are homeless at the moment, living in the not a bus.
Yes.
But that's your home. I mean, it's your chosen.
Right, right.
I wouldn't be surprised, too, though, if countless teenagers were, you know, ordering to their parents' house.
Absolutely, or their grandmother's house.
I've known people that have used it, and they've changed their name just slightly enough to where they'll wind up putting the first letter of the last name as a middle initial, and then capitalize the second letter of the last name.
Gotcha. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And then there's also, you know, more details about what the Silk Road was and why it was so effective. But basically, they had an anonymous marketplace where the anonymous sellers could receive anonymous feedback. They could, you know, if you had a bad experience with somebody, you could put negative feedback on that person's rating, and that might affect whether or not people would do business with them in the future.
So in a lot of ways, it was like eBay.
Very much like that, as a matter of fact. And now it is gone, Silk Road 2.0 offline. Last year, however, they took down Silk Road 1.0, and there was some discussion on the show earlier, Daryl, between you and I, about what the feds were saying about how they took down the first server, how they found the IP address information. And it turns out you were right that the U.S. government did claim to have sort of abused a CAPTCHA feature on the front page of Silk Road 1.0 to try to get it to reveal the IP address somehow of this. There's a story here from Krebs on Security, though, that's worth refreshing our audience on here in this case, to, because there are some people who are calling that story into question. The claims that the feds are making, some people are saying they're BS. Now, the government released some court documents back in September claiming that FBI, in September this year, claiming that FBI investigators were able to divine the location of the hidden Silk Road servers because of the community's login page employing an anti-abuse CAPTCHA service that pulled content from the open internet, thus leaking the site's true internet address. But lawyers for the Silk Road's alleged captain, Ross Ulbricht, asked the court to compel prosecutors to prove their version of events, and, indeed, discovery documents reluctantly released by the government this week appear to poke serious holes in the FBI's story. For starters, the defense asked the government for the name of the software that the agents used to record evidence of the CAPTCHA traffic that had allegedly leaked from the Silk Road servers. The government essentially responded that it could not comply with that request because the FBI maintained no records of its own access, meaning that the only record of their activity would be in the logs of the seized servers.
And that doesn't really seem surprising because, if you recall from Rich Paul's trial, the guy that was doing, you know, the investigation or the interview or whatever it is you want to call it, admitted, no, we don't record these things.
That's right, and they just have that policy, basically.
So it doesn't seem surprising at all. Yeah, we don't keep records of how we gather evidence. We just, you know, like, we have it.
The response that holds perhaps the most potential damage to the government's claim comes in the form of a configuration file, a PDF taken from the seized servers. Or no, excuse me, they PDF the file. Anyway, Nicholas Weaver, a researcher at the International Computer Science Institute, ICSI, and at the University of California in Berkeley, explains the potential significance. He says the IP address listed in that file was the front-end server for the Silk Road. Apparently, Ulbricht had split architecture where the initial communication through Tor went to this front-end server, which in turn, it just did a normal fetch to the back-end server. It's not clear why he set it up this way, but the document the government released shows the rules for serving the Silk Road web pages, and those rules are that all content, including the login CAPTCHA, gets served to the front-end server but to no one else. This suggests that the web service specifically refuses all connections except from the local host and the front-end web server. Translation? Those rules mean that the Silk Road server would deny any request from the internet that wasn't coming from the front-end server, and that includes the CAPTCHA. So the CAPTCHA file or the configuration file was modified on June 6th. So on June 11th, when the FBI said they saw this leaky activity, they could not have seen the CAPTCHA by connecting to the server while not using Tor. You simply would not have been able to get the CAPTCHA that way because the server was designed to refuse all requests. I know that's a lot of technical information there. But essentially, they're just saying these, you know, these experts that have looked at the setup here have said that whatever the FBI is claiming they did, they couldn't have actually done. So how did they actually find the IP address of this server? What's the real story? Did they use the NSA? Was it the NSA that somehow gave them that information and they can't reveal that? Because that would be illegal?
Probably.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up here in moments. I don't know.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. It's 855-450-3733. Look, if you care about your privacy, that's somewhat what we've been talking about here tonight. You got to take steps. And you don't have to go as crazy as the people who are operating the Silk Road. And in fact, it looks like they didn't go far enough. But you can take some basic steps that are going to help protect you against some of the most common snooping, like your internet service provider logging all the websites that you visit and logging all of the search terms that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for as long as 5 years in some cases. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and grab ProXPN's free application for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. Plus, if you're a Linux user, there's a way to get ProXPN working for you. It's actually fairly simple. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started, and they will encrypt your internet connection, which means your ISP and other people who might be trying to snoop on your Wi-Fi packets, they're not going to be able to know what you're doing online. And you can start that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Again, there's a free account, but you're going to want to upgrade to the premium account so you can get unlimited bandwidth. You can get servers around the world that you can access privately torrenting. You can do that with ProXPN. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites, and you can do it all for about $5 a month with discount code FTL50, which gets you 50% off the price of the annual account, and that savings is good for the lifetime of your account. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can also use code FTLBTC, and you'll save 62% off the annual account there, but you have to pay with Bitcoin with code FTLBTC. That's proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So proxpn.com/FTL. Codes are FTL50. And FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We're talking about the Silk Road takedowns. mostly Silk Road 2.0, but also Silk Road 1.0 to a lesser extent, talking about the details just a moment ago about how Silk Road 1.0 was ostensibly ferreted out. And we don't know anything yet about how they found the server location on Silk Road 2.0. But the federal government's claim was that they had exploited a weakness in the CAPTCHA, the little thing that you type the letters and the numbers into to prove you're a real human being. They'd exploited some sort of weakness in that, allegedly. And the security experts are saying, well, that's bunk. They're saying the FBI is, they're lying. And they didn't find it that way. We don't know how they found it, but they didn't find it that way. And there's a little bit more evidence that goes to that point here from the article at Krebs on Security. That's KrebsOnSecurity.com. So the feds or the FBI claims they found the Silk Road server by examining plain text internet traffic to and from the Silk Road CAPTCHA, and that it visited that address by using a regular browser and then received the CAPTCHA page. So they claim that this CAPTCHA thing on the front page of this hidden service, Silk Road hidden service, which is, you know, inaccessible from the average browser, that it somehow revealed this IP address after they hit it enough time with login information. They then went to that IP address and saw the very same CAPTCHA thing come up when they went to the IP address directly, not going through Tor. But the security expert who analyzed their logs, and he looked at the logs that the feds released from the Silk Road server, he says it tells a different story. He says that what happened is the FBI provided this evidence. It shows that, no, what happened is they didn't see leakage coming from that IP. What happened is they contacted the IP directly and went to a PHP MyAdmin configuration page. Now, PHP MyAdmin is like a back-end configuration tool that you can kind of use to set up PHP and, you know, whatever other details that you need to on your computer, your server. So they went to that MyAdmin page, and it's hardly a satisfying answer as to how the FBI investigators located the servers. After all, if the FBI investigators contacted the page, that admin page, directly, how did they know to do that in the first place? And that is still the $64,000 question, according to the expert here. He says, so both the CAPTCHA couldn't leak in the configuration they had set, because he looked at the configuration file, so he knew the government was lying about that, and the IP the government visited wasn't providing the CAPTCHA, but instead a MyPHP or PHP MyAdmin administrates. This leaky CAPTCHA story is full of holes. So we still don't really know. We know what they're claiming.
Right.
But we also know that the security experts who've analyzed the logs that have been released are saying what they're claiming is bunk.
And we also know that what they're claiming is hacking. Like, they are claiming to have hacked the site, mm-hmm. but they're not using the term hacking. And it doesn't really matter if they use that term or not, because they've written the Computer Fraud Abuse Act in such a way as to where government people can hack all day long, and it's not legally hacking.
Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, howdy, y'all. The other day I called up Kim Komando's show because I had a question that was sort of similar to what you're talking about. First of all, is this Silk Road, is this a program or is this a private company?
Well, it's definitely not a private company in that it's not incorporated in any way. Silk Road is a website, or was a website. It's now no longer online. But Silk Road was a website that existed in what's called the dark net, the deep web, if you will, the Tor system. And it was operated by certain individuals who were operating the site for the purpose of making money and providing people with a place to buy and sell virtually anything in the world.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought, so I was kind of tied to the, good grief, what's the name of the kind of online currency that people are using?
Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
Yes, in point of fact, you had to use Bitcoin in order to use the Silk Road. There was no other payment option besides Bitcoin.
See. Yeah, so I guess basically what you're talking about is, was this like the NSA was spying on them?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know yet for sure how it was the FBI found the server. So the thing about these hidden sites is they're called hidden sites because you can't easily discern. No one can easily find the location of the servers. Also, the location of the users are protected as well. So the only way that you can really be identified is through mistakes that you make online, like by revealing your own personal information or something like that, or turning on JavaScript. There are other ways during your Tor experience that you could put yourself at risk.
The reason I ask, on Commando's show the other day, there was a sort of a side comment that we got into, because she was asking, or she was mentioning that Facebook, for example, gave the value of every Facebook user at approximately $5. Now, remembering 10 or 15 years ago, when .com was booming, people's identity was worth like $10 back then. And you would think the time value of money would have brought it up to 50 or a couple of hundred bucks by now. And the idea that Facebook is declaring that each of our value is only like $5, then where is the share price of Facebook? Now, if you were to then look at...
I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook to me. I mean, look, you're only worth a little bit of money with Facebook because you're one of a billion users, or however many users they have. When you start getting quantity volume of whatever the asset or the information is, you have to break the price down. It doesn't become more valuable as you add more people to it. You have to kind of give people a break. If I've got a database that's worth a million, that has a million names in it, that doesn't necessarily mean it's worth four times as much as a database with 250,000 names in it. Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, I could see where if somebody living in Sudan making $100 a year gets added to the mix, you know, then obviously that's going to bring the value down in the...
Well, that's another good point, right? Because Facebook is a global website,
right?
And your value is what you might buy in product, right? Like that,
yeah.
You know, how likely are you compared to other Facebook users to actually click on an advertisement and purchase something? And, you know, I don't know how often that happens among 100,000 Facebook users. How many of them actually click on an ad? I doubt it's, 5% of them. Thanks for the call,
sure.
David. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
And a lot of the traffic is massively bogus, and Facebook hasn't done anything about it. There's all these fake ad farms in countries like India and, in Russia and whatnot, and they're out there fake clicking, and Facebook doesn't care. In fact, they want to promote it.
We'll come back with more, 855-450-FREE. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Long live the dark net. The takedown of Silk Road 2.0 will, of course, only be a minor inconvenience for those who were on the Silk Road that don't know about the other options. And it's only a matter of time before they find out about them. Because pretty much any forum you go to where the Silk Road takedown of today is being discussed, there are threads about where else can you go? What are the other options in the marketplace? Now, apparently, according to some claims, a couple of the other sites out there are also down. Now, whether or not the FBI is claiming responsibility for that is another question, or maybe it was just that the operators on those sites felt the heat coming on and figured they'd better cut and run or use that as an excuse to clean out the accounts of all of the people that had accounts on their site. That's also a possibility as well. Now, one of the questions or one of the points that was made on the Free Talk Live Facebook page when I posted this earlier, or posted some of the information about this, somebody claimed that they thought that this was a honeypot, as it is called, from the very beginning. Now, do either of you know how to define what a honeypot is?
It's that thing that Pooh Bear carries around and he sticks his hand in. And, yep. You know, there's a rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet.
In this case, the honeypot is a similar idea, but more a little more complicated.
To attract flies. No, it's to attract, a fake. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
So that has always been the suspect about Silk Road 2.0, is that the feds were involved from the very beginning and that it was a trap. And it turns out there was a federal agent who was involved from the very beginning. But does that mean that the site itself was a honeypot? I don't know if that necessarily is the case. There wasn't an agent who was working as an administrator on the site. That much is true. But one of the major changes that was made to the Silk Road 2.0, again, the sites looked very similar. Silk Road 1.0, 2.0, same graphic scheme. Everything looked very similar. But one of the big changes was that Silk Road 2.0 required PGP encryption on all address communications. So to further clarify what that means, previously in Silk Road 1.0, when they went in and they imaged the entire server, the FBI found the server. We still don't know how exactly. They found the server. They took an image. They took a snapshot of all the data on that server, and they copied all of that information. Well, when they did that, they also successfully copied all of the current messages that were, you know, going back and forth between users
right.
on that system. And when you were to purchase something on Silk Road 1.0, you obviously have to give the seller an address to which mm-hmm. to ship that product. Well, on Silk Road 1.0, there was no requirement that the address that you would give would be encrypted. So you could just type in plain text your address, and then it would go into the system. And if the right. FBI happened to raid and get a copy of the server, they'd have a copy of the message saying, oh, well, I just ordered such and such and such drug or
right.
fake ID or whatever it was, and now ship it to this address, which, of course, would make it more likely to have been tied to you, mm-hmm. Perhaps, if they had that information. So one of the big changes they made in Silk Road 2.0 is they required everyone – every single person who is buying something to encrypt their address before sending it to the seller, which would mean that if the FBI got a hold of Silk Road 2.0 server information, which they did, that they would have no one's shipping address, that all of the shipping addresses there would be completely encrypted.
In theory,
what do you mean?
Well, somebody has to have the private key or public key or whatever to unencrypt those addresses. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that one of the admins was able to obtain that?
No, not because of the way PGP works. And now we're getting into a little bit more of a technical discussion, but essentially the PGP, and please, Johnson, correct me if I misspeak mm-hmm. any of this. PGP is a kind of a bit of a hassle. But it does work.
Right, that's why I've never used it, yeah, because it's a pain.
It does work very well, I mean, at doing what it does. And so when you're encrypting information with PGP, so for instance, the idea is you encrypt your address and then send that to the seller of whatever the product is that you're buying.
Okay, so I encrypt something and then I give it to you. Johnson's sitting over here. I've been told by one of the guys that was on the tech panel mm-hmm. at Keenvention that there's a way that you can run what they call a monkey in the middle, and you can find everybody's encryption info if they're running it through you.
No. The reason why that wouldn't work, as I understand it, is that what has happened is when you encrypt the information, when you encrypt the address or whatever, you're encrypting it with that other person's key. So the only person who has that key is the other person. They don't have you're encrypting it based on what they have, their public key, and then they give out their public key to everybody.
Okay.
And then the public key, there's also a private key that's associated with that.
Okay.
And the person who has that identity is in, you know, they keep their own private key private. You don't give that out to anyone. And so when that message comes in, the only way you can read that message is if you have that private key and if you have the password that accesses that will access that private key. So it makes it next to impossible for somebody else to be able to decrypt that information unless they have your private key and
so,
password.
Right. Johnson, the man in the middle attack would be if somehow you were able to use a man in the middle attack to steal the private key. But that's
right, but I'm running the info through your website.
No, you're not running. The only info you're running through the website is encrypted.
Public key.
Yeah, you're only giving out a public key. So everyone on Silk Road 2.0 has to have everyone who's a seller has to have a public key that they put out there, and then each buyer uses that key to encrypt a unique message that can only be decrypted by the person with that public key. The only way that could be compromised is if the person who has the private side of that public key were to give that private key away, which would be a really dumb thing to do.
Right.
So maybe you can explain this monkey in the middle sort of scenario that, you know, Steve, he you know, the guy that was on the Keenvention panel, he's tried telling me, you know, like, you should never send information through a third party website because then they will decrypt your stuff and like give it to the NSA and something. So therefore PGP is bad.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, that's all I can say about it. I mean, if you're sitting I mean, if you're sending your information through a third party, as long as you're not sending your private key through that third party, if you send your private key through that third party, then you've just compromised your security.
That's right.
But if you're not sending your private key through that third party, then it doesn't matter. You know, you can send whatever information you want through that, a third-party web server, as long as you and the person who you're trying to communicate with have not given up the private keys, you're fine.
So I don't think Silk Road 2.0 was a honeypot from that perspective, because they were requiring private encryption. They were requiring PGP encryption of all shipping addresses. So there was no records of people's shipping addresses available at any point on that site, unless someone happened to send their address decrypted in just a regular message communication. And even still, some of the sellers on the site required PGP communications at all. Like, if you were to want to talk to them or ask them a question or, you know, communicate at all with them, they required PGP. So some went that sort of extra level of protection. Others didn't. But the site was requiring people to encrypt their address, which would mean the FBI would get even less information by seizing that server. So if it was a honeypot, it seems like it was a honeypot for Blake, the guy who ultimately got charged with running the service. I don't think it was a honeypot for the people who were using the site. I don't think you're going to see, right now, or before the site was taken down, there were several thousand listings, active listings on that site. The FBI's claiming it had 150,000 active customers, you know, active participants on the site. I don't think you're going to see, 10,000 arrests. That's just not going to happen. They don't have the resources, first of all, to go after all those people. And secondly, they don't have any identifying information unless those people left identifying information purposely on their own accounts. So I don't believe that it was a honeypot. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Let's go to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. I know it's an interesting conversation that you guys are having. I know a little bit about this technology, but I wanted to – I called in to talk about something else that was on my mind.
Okay.
It was basically about the free market. I was having a conversation with some of my libertarian friends lately, the other day, and it just occurred to me. I asked them about a scenario where I said, listen, if you want to remove all political actions and just have money as the only signal, people vote with their wallets, right, not – by any other means, then you could have some pretty preposterous situations. Like, you could have, for example, a small community, and in this community, you know, they have obviously the private arbitration companies that settle all the disputes, and they have the private security companies that enforce these things. And then, you know, if you're a billionaire or a multimillionaire, you can, for a while, finance the takeover of these companies.
All right, hang on, Greg. We'll bring you back here. We can paint your picture in just a moment. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30daysfoodsupply.com.